This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. She covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. I've enjoyed her work for years. I've enjoyed working alongside of her for years. She's Mary Kay Cabot. Hi, Mary Kay.
How goes it, Mary Kay?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We are well. We were chatting in the last segment, Mary Kay, and so far this morning. Yeah, the offense was terrible the other day against Houston. Yes, we know that. And the defense and the special teams won the game. But we're kind of looking at it and thinking, boy, they ran the ball a lot. They only threw 22 passes. And wondering, okay, is that game script? Is that just the way it went because the defense was playing so well? Does Deshaun Watson add another element to this running game that might allow Kevin Stefanski, in his mind, to run more? Or is it just, okay, wait till Deshaun's up to speed and then he's throwing 50 times a game? What do you think?
You know, I think they realized during this game that Deshaun is probably a little bit rustier than they thought he was going to be, that he's going to have more coming at him and more on his plate than they probably anticipated, just in terms of getting back into the speed of the game, figuring out his receivers, reading defenses again, and just all of those kinds of things. So I think they now know that they might have to dial a few things back. They might have to add some more things in. And they just have a much clearer picture now of how to call a game for him.
Mary Kay, your level of concern with the amount of spiked passes we saw from Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, it was unusual. I think he did have some nerves and some jitters going on. And I think that a lot of that probably had to do with the fact that it was an overwhelming day. I was down on the field in pregame warmups. And I watched him, you know, being pulled in a million different directions. I watched him, you know, he was signing autographs and doing all those kinds of things. But there was a lot on his plate. There was a lot going on. And he is great at compartmentalizing. But, you know, anyone would have struggled with all of the things going on in NRG Stadium that day, especially, of course, all of the backlash and the aftermath of all of his off-the-field stuff. There's just no way that you could put that in a box and set it aside. You just couldn't do it. And, you know, even Hannah McNair, the wife of the Texans owner, turning his back on him in pregame, that had to rattle him. I mean, that really had to rattle him. So I think all of that stuff is behind him now, and I think you'll see a different Deshaun in Cincinnati.
Mary Kay, I would assume it wouldn't get any worse for him than first game back where he used to play, being as rusty as he was in front of people who, I mean, that's where he spent the last 5 years of his career and the people who might be most fired up about his situation. I would think is the further this goes down the tracks here, the more it's about football with him and the less it's about anything else. I don't see him getting a lot of questions in press conferences moving forward. I could be wrong on that. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right. I mean, the more football happens, the more it will be about football. I mean, that was the big one. There was a lot of national media in town. He knew he was going to be, grilled here and there by, you know, people on questions, even though he wasn't talking other than football. He knew that he would get those questions. The accusers were there. You know, there was just there was a lot to deal with. And I think it spilled over onto the football field and, you know, at the same time trying to make a comeback after 700 days. And I thought it was such a great quote when he said, "I felt every single one of those 700 days."
Yeah.
That was brutally honest of him to say that. And
Mary Kay, that was the most telling, most honest thing that I've heard come out of maybe anybody's mouth all season involving the Browns.
Yeah, I mean, it was profound. I mean, I put a headline on that, you know, and made that one of my stories for him to admit that I felt one of those, you know, every single one of those 700 days. That was, you know, that was just so honest. And that's what he's going to need right now to get to where he wants to go, is to just be, you know, just honest about stuff like that. And I think that, you know, the more he, you know, goes through and is, you know, somewhat, I would say, not a little bit vulnerable about all of this, you know, I think it will help people to understand what he's dealing with and what he's trying to overcome. And make no mistake about this, even though he cannot talk about this right now, he is in intensive treatment and counseling for his off-the-field issues. And I would have to think that he's made a ton of progress in that regard and will continue to do so. And once he finds himself in the right place, I think he'll talk about it.
Mary Kay, the Browns in this game, and of course, Mary Kay Cab at Cleveland.com and the Plain Dealer joining us in the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Mary Kay, they ran the ball 38 times in this game versus 22 passes. Is that a first game back Deshaun Watson game plan, or do you think that might be a trend as to what we'll see the rest of the season?
Well, you know, it didn't start out that way. The second half included 23 runs and only 8 passes. Now, some of that is because you get ahead and you're able to do that. But I think a lot of it was because there was a fairly quick realization that Deshaun Watson was way rustier than anybody thought he was going to be. Nobody thought he was going to be bouncing passes in front of Amari Cooper and, you know, throwing balls into the dirt and just being completely off. I mean, you know, he was rattled by the pressure and some of the things and the stunts and the games that Lovie Smith threw at him. And, you know, there were some protection issues up front that didn't help matters. So I don't think that was the game plan. I think the game plan was to be way more balanced than that, but it just worked out like that.
Sione Takitaki out for the season, Mary Kay. As if the linebacking core needed any more major injuries, there you go. What happens moving forward there?
Yeah, third middle linebacker to be lost for the season. Enter at your own risk, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
So they've got a number of options. And the thing is, they cross-train all of their linebackers to do different things. It's why you saw Sione Takitaki be able to move into the middle linebacker spot and be able to handle it really well. So they all cross-train, and that's good. And I think for the most part, they're at the point where they just need to get their best players onto the field. Now, Deion Jones has plenty of experience playing inside linebacker, so he's a good candidate to play there. And now, you know, he's up to speed and really, you know, ready to go in this defense. So I think you'll see him in there. Jordan Kunazic, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Sorry, Jordan. you know, he's starting to come around. He's another candidate to play in there. And then Tony Fields, you know, not that he's going to play inside, but he's going to get more playing time based on a really good game. If you can go in there and show that you have those kinds of instincts where you're, you know, recovering fumbles and forcing fumbles and grabbing interceptions and those kinds of things, you're going to get more playing time. That's what they need on this defense, is guys that can take the ball away. It's vitally important. He's got the knack, and you'll see him more.
Do you believe they'd look outside of the building for somebody? Like, for example, Malcolm Smith is out there, who's been with this team a couple times and kind of understands the defense. Do you think that's somebody they may bring in off the street to help this linebacker problem?
Well, it depends. I mean, if you have guys in the building that know the system and know the terminology and have been around a little bit, it's hard at this point in the year to just come in off the street and get up to speed very quickly. I mean, you can see that even with Deion Jones. It takes a little while to get acclimated. And so, you know, I don't know that they'll find someone that's going to come in and start for them right away. I think they would rather go with what they have. But certainly they need more bodies at the position.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us from the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. Kareem Hunt looked like Kareem Hunt the other day. Does that mean anything moving forward?
Well, I still think it's going to be a long road back to the Cleveland Browns for Kareem Hunt. I think at this point, the Browns and Kareem are both probably thinking that it's time for him to possibly move on. But we all know stranger things have happened. I really do believe that. And we know how much Nick wants him here. We know how much Kareem wants to be here. So, you know, anything can happen if you can get the money right and the contract right. So I wouldn't rule anything out yet, but I know he'll probably explore his options.
Mary Kay, Donovan Peoples-Jones, or at least it looks like, maybe it's just Houston, has taken a leap in the return game. And especially, and then you've seen it with a little bit Jerome Ford in the kickoff return game as well. Do you think the leaps of those two have made the footing that Mike Prefer is walking on a little bit more stable than what it was before?
You know, I'm not so sure about that part of it because that will all be reevaluated in the offseason. They're going to take a really hard look at everything in the offseason. But certainly the return games are looking much better than they did several weeks ago, and Donovan has really embraced it. And I think he's shown that, you know, whatever you throw at him, he's going to rise to the occasion. He's been tremendous this year offensively and now on punt returns. And, you know, good for him because that is an area they really needed to shore up.
Mary Kay, I would assume that most folks think, maybe still think, that there could be changes to this coaching staff in the offseason. And I would think that everybody would be pointing the fingers at the defensive coordinator, Joe Woods, and at Mike Prefer, the special teams coach. And that's just the reality of the situation. One terrific game by each unit. I don't think that changes things, but if it kind of turns things in a different direction, I think it might. Do you think if they can finish strong, are they good? Good to go?
Well, five more good games from those units will go a long way towards stability, and that's what everyone needs. I actually think that defensively there have been so many injuries and so many issues that way that, you know, it's been – you know, I haven't put as much of it onto Joe Woods as a lot of other people have, but I still think that those two units will be scrutinized very, very heavily, and that, yes, these next five games will be very, very meaningful in terms of what happens after the season.
Mary Kay, always a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it, Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot, Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com. Make sure you read all of her work. Does a great job of covering the Browns, and she joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.